Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Jonathan Rowland, who's Executive Chairman at Mode. How are you today, Jonathan?
Good, thanks, Zach. Good to talk to you again.
Right, lots of excitement in the crypto space, and you managed to get on board, at least in terms of the listing of Mode, relatively early on, actually, in this latest bull run. I think Bitcoin was less than half what it is now. We were near 40,000 in the autumn. It was much less than that. But just for it's a new company to the stock market. For people who don't know about Mode, can you just give us a rundown of what you do?
Yeah, sure. We came to market in October on the standard list of the London Stock Exchange. And as you said, the price of Bitcoin since we listed has just gone one way up, and it hit 40,000 yesterday and today. So it's been coincidental that our share price has tracked that up in the last few weeks, and the company now is performing well since listing. What we do is we do a number of things. Mainly, we're a Bitcoin banking wallet where you can manage your Bitcoin, your sterling, and your euros all in one place from a very simple, easy to use application on your phone. We have an iOS deployed app now, and we have Android shortly. And then we also have a payments business, which was set up a couple of years ago, which is in partnership with WeChat and Alipay, which is a merchant acquiring business on behalf of those two companies in merchants in the UK for overseas Chinese travelers, either physically or online. And we're about to deploy our own payments business called Mode for Business, which will be offered to all merchants that we can get into over the coming months, where we'll allow people to use their application, the wallet that we just mentioned, where you can hold your Bitcoin, sterling, and euros, to go into the payment side and buy things at shops, merchants, online or offline, using a very simple to use QR code system, therefore bypassing credit cards and cash. So that's sort of in a nutshell what we're doing. We're creating an ecosystem where we go from one end at the consumer to the other end at the merchant and everything in between.
So you seem to be two companies in one, in a way. I mean, I suppose there's a bit of the Revolut thing going on, and there's also maybe a bit of a fintech banking disruptor at the same time. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I mean, it all molds together. It all sticks together. We sort of modeled our plan on Alipay. So Alipay is a all-in-one application where you can do everything. You can manage all your lifestyle needs, your financial needs in one place. And that's what we're trying to do, create a sort of Alipay of the West, as it were.
Well, I mean, the reason that I spotted Mode, apart from it being one of the few IPOs last year, was I suppose the unicorn factor. If you're in a space where the people who've survived tend to have rather large market caps, I'm just looking it up now, Revolut's got a $5.5 billion market cap. You're riding high at about $56 million at the moment. And hence your company's Share Talk, one of the Share Talk stocks of 2021. So it seems the downside is relatively limited. The upside, if you get it right, and it looks like you are getting it right already, looks to be quite significant.
Yeah, I think that some of those fintech companies that are out there today have valuations that are not sustainable. They're too high. On the flip side, I think our valuation was put together based on what the shareholders required and what was reasonable for a listed company. And I think that there's an arbitrage there where you look at our company, you look at Revolut, you look at Monzo, you look at these guys, all valued at billions, where there's got to be an arbitrage. So as you say, I think there's limited downside. There's also the ability with Mode to allow people to buy shares in a company that has quite a considerable Bitcoin exposure. If they're not too comfortable with buying Bitcoin because they don't really understand it, don't know how to do it, but they do buy shares as shareholders, then they can buy into Mode, and there's not many options around. In the UK, there's maybe two or three companies that have some sort of Bitcoin exposure or blockchain exposure. And in the US, maybe a few as well. But it gives people a proxy to buy into Bitcoin through the old-fashioned way of buying shares in a public company.
So for the rest of the year, so it just started, but for the rest of the year, what's the main thrust of Mode? What's that going to be?
We're going to launch the Mode for Business payments business. That's a big deployment in probably April, roughly. And we're going to try and grow our user base in terms of the wallet. I think we were talking a couple of days ago, Zach, that our average balance per customer is 10 times that of Revolut and Monzo. So I think the average balance is something like £200 or £300, whereas ours is £2,000 or £3,000. And we have a very novel interest-bearing Bitcoin account, where our average is called the Bitcoin jar. Our average Bitcoin jar for a customer is actually £7,000. So it's quite a high amount of money that's held in these accounts, which enables us to use that sort of base of cash for the investors to then launch the payments business and allow them to buy things online through our novel payment system.
Right, and the latest mention in the Daily Mail, I suppose, doesn't do any harm in terms of both marketing and getting the message out.
No, it was a very, very good article. We spoke to them some time ago about doing something, and they finally picked us up. And as you say, yesterday and today, the share price has really grown into what we thought it should be doing, because it was sort of stuck back at 50p and below where we listed. And in the last 2 days, it shot up to 70, 75p. I think it's 68p now. But it's reflecting the Bitcoin rise, and it's reflecting what we're actually doing, and people are starting to understand what we're doing. We had our biggest trading day yesterday ever. So traded volume yesterday was the biggest day we've had since we started the business. And every week is a much better week than the last week. So onboarded customers in the last 7 days was something like 4,000, which is huge. So it's going in the right direction. The price of Bitcoin going up helps. Daily Mail exposure helps. We had a number of other articles out yesterday and many people tweeting. So it's been a good few days.
Well, hopefully your share talk will help a little bit as well. Jonathan Rowland, Executive Chairman at Mode, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.